Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome once again as we take a little time to read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's psalm is Psalm 62. For God alone my soul waits in silence. From Him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. How long will all of you attack a man to batter him like a leaning wall, a tottering fence? They only plan to thrust him down from his high position. They take pleasure in falsehood. They bless with their mouths, but inwardly they curse. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge is God. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion. In the balances they go up, they are together lighter than a breath. Put no trust in extortion. Set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart on them. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God, and that to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love. For you will render to a man according to his work. Most of my days seem to come and go as very ordinary days, with not a lot of excitement, but instead filled with the daily chores of getting by. When our children were young, my morning routine usually involved getting them up out of bed, fed, dressed, and off to school. The hours until it was time to pick them up were used up with housework, cooking, reading, and occasional volunteer meetings and lunches. Evenings in our house were, for the most part, filled with ordinary activities and events, or humdrum hours of homework and mindless tasks, and thankfully also some fun moments planning and attending parties. With both of our children now grown and out on their own, my days have remained pretty much the same, except that a few of the activities have switched from being just for the kids to some new hobbies for me. And of course, in the midst of all this ordinary living, my days have been, and continue to be, interspersed with a good number of days and evenings at church, listening to sermons, singing in the choir, Bible studies, helping with children's programs, and general volunteering. When I think about it, I often feel like I've spent my whole life just waiting to see what will come next. By God's grace, I've been blessed with a certain amount of calmness about all of that. However, I must also confess that I think I do possess an even greater amount of impatience. I'm pretty sure that we all see and know people in our everyday life who might be considered examples of worldly success, powerful business people, or outstanding community leaders. And it's tempting to strive to emulate them in all they do. Our lives, compared to theirs, sometimes seem boring and unsuccessful. We deceive ourselves into thinking that there is some kind of security in becoming like them. After all, they seem to have it all, as so many advertisements are fond of promising. It is precisely for me, and for all of us who get restless waiting for things to happen, prayers to be answered, and God's will for our life to be revealed to us, that God gives us His word of instruction and comfort in this psalm today. We wonder, am I doing enough for my family, my church, for God? What exactly does God expect from me, and where is He leading me? Will I even recognize His will in my life? Well, God says, wait. And He doesn't mean wait for the next stock tip to come in, or the next bargain at the department store, or the next how-to book to come out on the shelves. David writes in this psalm, "For God alone my soul waits in silence." Why? Because from Him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. From verse 1 and 2. David reminds his soul again in verse 5, For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence. And again, why? For my hope is from Him. He goes on, He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I'm sure there's a reason for the repetition here. God's main purpose for us is not to be wealthy or famous or great by the world's standards, but to be steadfast in our faith and trust in Him. Whether we are living well or struggling to survive, God wants us to remember that He is in control. He will never abandon us. So we wait in silence, trusting and believing that God is the only powerful one who can guarantee our salvation. David's words in verse 11 bring it home. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God. He loves us. He wants to save us. And He alone has the power to save us. No other man on earth who has lived, is living now, or ever will live, has that kind of power. Which is why, as Christians, we do not look to the successes of those around us for security or to promote us to a higher level of living. We do not set our hearts on any riches which have been given to us. Rather, in the moments of our ordinary, humdrum daily lives, we confidently embrace the peace of our Lord, trusting that no matter what befalls us here on earth, God is now and will be forever our rock, our refuge, and our salvation. In Him we shall not be greatly shaken. This is the best way to go through our days which the Lord has blessed us with, rooted in His Word, peacefully, calmly knowing that we do not have to compete, kick, push, or climb any corporate or social ladders to achieve our true goal, that of salvation. Jesus Christ has done that already for us. We pray. Help us, Heavenly Father, to live our lives patiently trusting in Your love, Your mercy, and Your purpose. Keep our hearts alert to Your goodness and our souls calm as we wait silently for Your return. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.